Let's get the rural roundup now with Maya Bury in Christchurch. Jatamarie, Maya. Now, you've got more this morning on the closure of independent butchers during the lockdown and what that means for pig farmers.
Morena, Susie. Yeah, so the situation's pretty serious. A Taranaki pig farmer is fearful he may end up having to destroy some of his stock, and that's if independent butchers aren't deemed an essential service and allowed to start working again. The industry group New Zealand Pork says the closure of small butchers, along with much of the food service sector, is leaving the industry with no place to house thousands of surplus pigs every week. And it's calling on the government to urgently come up with solutions, as it says the situation will become critical within a week. Now, Steve Lepper, who farms near New Plymouth, told RNZ's Andrew McRae that pig farms don't carry a spare holding capacity, and if farmers can't send stock away, then they're left with few options.
And if that's the case, you dig a hole and shoot them, which would be very, very, very distressing for all people involved.
But it could come to that.
If we can't get them off farm, then we get animal welfare. If you hold them too deep, too thick in a pen, they need a certain amount of space per pig. And if you start bunching them up because you can't get rid of them, then you start encroaching on animal welfare issues and overcrowding, and it would get very ugly.
That's Taranaki pig farmer Steve Lepper. Now, Susie, there are about 100 commercial pig farmers in New Zealand, and usually independent butchers take about 25% of their product, while another 20% or so goes to the food service sector, so cafes and the likes.
Now, also a slowdown in processing capacity at meatworks, that is expected to weigh on the farm gate prices for sheep and beef.
Yeah, so as part of the COVID-19 response, meat processors are having to make adjustments to their operations, and that's so they can meet the government's hygiene and social distancing guidelines to help ensure that COVID-19 doesn't spread. But that's definitely having an impact on processing capacity. Blake Holgate, who's a protein analyst at Rabobank, says this changes the supply and demand dynamics.
So normally you'd have processors looking competing to source product. If processes aren't operating at the same capacity, there's not that same competition to source product, but also the costs of production will increase for those processes if they're not operating at optimal capacity.
And Blake Holgate thinks this will flow through to prices paid to farmers.
Right now, over the last sort of month or so, farm gate prices for both beef and sheep meat have largely stabilised. So we've seen a significant drop since the record levels seen in December, but that wasn't all COVID-19 related. The dry conditions have seen a significant increase in supply. Now, this time of year is traditionally probably the seasonal low point for prices, and would expect them as supplies tighten up through winter to lift. And over the last two seasons, they've been quite strong price lifts. I think the impact of this is we won't see that same level of price lifts as the season goes on and supplies slow.
That's Blake Holgate from Rabobank. And as you heard in my earlier story, the COVID-19 response is changing what channels meat is being sold through. So the food service industry is obviously severely affected. But Mr. Holgate says clearly a lot more people are staying home, and that means online sales are increasing. And so he says that's something processors should be looking at.
Indeed, thank you very much, Maya Bury, there with a roundup from rural New Zealand.